Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Ryan Berlin and Ashley Berlin. This is another episode of the Max Living Podcast, and we're excited today because we're talking about something that is at the center of chiropractic. Really, it's at the center of healing, and ultimately, it's at the center of life, and that is what is controlling life, health, and healing in our bodies. And I think the big question is if you've ever wondered how your body works, you know, you fall off a bike, you scrape your knee, it's going to heal. Like, nobody ever questions that. You know, it's not like that scrape on your leg, you don't expect it to stay open and bleeding for the rest of your life. You know, foundationally, it's going to heal. Every cell in our body knows exactly what to do. When we get sick, our immune system stirs into gear that literally there's a cascade of things that happen and reactions and cells that come alive to go and hunt out and destroy viruses or bacteria. There's chemicals our body produces to shut down abnormal cells. The human body has this amazing ability to adapt, to change, and to heal on its own. And this whole thing that we're talking about is called innate intelligence, and every single living thing has it.
So this is interesting because this is all about equipping you with the knowledge that you need in order to take control of your health so that you can get healthy right now, and then you can stay healthy for a lifetime, right? Yep. So why is innate intelligence important? Because of that, this is equipping you. And this is going to be a very subtle but distinct shift in your mindset about health and about healthcare and about how it works, right?
Well, yeah, because innate intelligence, right, is a law. It's immutable. It's this principle that if we align ourselves with understanding it, then health works out well. If we don't understand it, we're ignorant to it, and or we're egotistical about it, we think we know more,
right,
then we actually become an interference to innate intelligence and we work against it.
And to the way the body expresses it. Yeah. And listen, I want to dive deeper into that, but I want to first, let's dive into this idea of innate intelligence. Like, what is it? What the heck's innate intelligence? I've never heard of this. Or maybe you have heard of it, but it sounds a little like weird. I don't know. You know, like, what is it? What is it doing? How does it work in your body? Like, how is this how the body works? And once we hit on that, then we'll dive into some of what that shift in mentality means and what the differences are.
Yeah. What is the evidence of innate intelligence? So all the things that we just mentioned, a cut healing, your hair growing, a tree has innate intelligence. The leaves on the tree turn up to catch rainwater when the rain's coming. Like, how does that happen? Innate intelligence at its core is what causes life.
I mean, that's so beautiful and poetic when you take a second with it. Like, when you take, like, I mean, I don't live in a field of daisies or like roses or anything like that, but like when you take a step back and you think about just how beautiful nature is. We recently took a bucket list trip down to a Caribbean island, and my eyes, like, I had to close my eyes sometimes because it was so beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the water is so clear and the fish and just the rocks and the formations, like, amazing.
Yeah. When you really understand innate intelligence, actually it's, I would argue actually the other, the more you acknowledge it, the more it's like, what is going on? What is this thing called life? And what is this intelligence? We know that God breathed life into man. You know, from a Christian standpoint, creationist standpoint, we know that God gave us life. We know that some things live and some things don't live. Rocks don't live, trees live.
Yeah.
But trees can die. Human beings can die. Animals can die. And when we're dead, there is something that has left that we can't measure. We don't know what it is. You know, when it comes to people, you know, people want to call it the spirit. But with trees, you know, like, do trees have a spirit that, you know, so let's not get religious about this.
Right, right.
But let's just say that life is something that we don't fully understand.
Right.
It's hard to measure.
Right.
We measure it by brainwaves or whatever.
Right.
In trees, we measure it by just observing whether they continue to grow or not.
Right.
That they
right.
don't have a heartbeat or a pulse.
Right.
But when life leaves, we can see the absence of it is right. something is no longer alive. It is now dead.
Right.
That being said, the thing that leaves, we call that thing innate intelligence. And wow. Again, not as a religious statement or anything like that, but call it life, call it what you will. But the word innate means it's born into it.
Right.
And the word intelligence simply means that there is an intelligence
right.
that's coordinating and controlling every single thing that happens, all the functions in the body, the ability for the body, to be run by this thing, the organs, all the things that have to be analyzed, like your heartbeat, your breathing. You know, you were joking around talking about how if you had to heal your own hand.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't do it.
Because like you'd be right. focusing on your hand healing and hand heal yourself. But the reality is right. you'd forget to beat your own heart and take your own breaths.
Oh my gosh, you'd have to be like, hey, blood cells, go here. Hey, coagulate. Hey, now come together. Hey, stitch the skin. Like, I mean, I don't even know the things that go into healing a hand. I mean, my hand's done it.
It kind of reminds me of like, remember the old time movies where the operator at a switchboard, she's like plugging in all the wires so that phone calls can happen. Imagine the switchboard that takes place in your body, and the operator running it all is called innate intelligence.
Right.
And so there's hundreds of thousands, if not millions of things happening right now inside your body. And almost all of them are going right. So many more of them are going right than are going wrong. And there's this operator at the switchboard controlling it all called innate intelligence. It's in charge of repairing the body when it's injured or diseased. So you don't have to, focus on your hand healing itself. You know, healing is going to take place normally without thinking about it because experience has taught you this, that there is someone at the wheel.
Right.
And that someone at the wheel is this innate intelligence at work.
Right. And while it's healing that hand, it's also digesting that food and it's beating that heart and it's breathing those lungs and it's doing so many things at mm-hmm. one time. It's absolutely amazing. And like, what a gift, innate intelligence is. And so let's talk about working with it, right? Yeah. And not against it.
Yeah. So, so we'll get into the chiropractic side of this in just a second, but you have an intelligence throughout your entire body. It already knows what to do. And if you doubt that, if you think that we're on this downward spiral and we're unintelligent, then you just simply don't understand the body. You're like, if you cut yourself open, you heal and a scab forms. And think about this, what has to happen over that for that to work is white blood cells have to come into action to, clean and protect. Red blood cells and platelets come into action to bring, oxygen and platelets to the area so that the materials needed to make a scar are there. If the scar has to be made, the skin needs to be made and patched. Innate intelligence is in charge of all those things. And when you really start to look at that and you see that, you realize that we're not in charge of our healing.
Right.
We're in charge of aligning ourselves with our healing. Ooh, that your body wants to heal and it wants to thrive and it will do everything within its nature to do so. In fact, if you do enough damage, it will actually start to mutate in certain ways to survive an unsurvivable environment. That's what cancer is. Right. It's cells trying to survive an unsurvivable situation.
Right.
And so your body's always trying to adapt and thrive and heal. And so our only job in our health is to align ourselves with that. So let's use the example of a cut. That cut is going to heal.
Right. Right.
Now that healing might look good and it might not look good. If it gets infected, then there'll be infection, there'll be blood and pus and, it'll get grotesque and you might even lose part of your hand.
Right.
Your body might say, hey, we're better off losing this part to save the rest.
Right.
But we do know this. We do know that washing a wound keeps it from getting as infected and therefore we're working with what our body's trying to do. We do know that when you cut yourself, approximating the two edges of the wound help it to heal better because the body is going to try to stitch that wound closed. And so if you can approximate the two edges, that it heals better. Now, is it going to heal regardless? Absolutely. But when we learn how to work with innate intelligence, we do things like use a little bit of soap and water and we align the two segments and we might even put a stitch or two in there knowing the body's going to stitch it together that we put a stitch or two in so that when it does stitch it together, it stitches it up really well. Now, here's the thing. You had a car accident and you had a bunch of stitches on your face.
Right.
Would your body have healed that? Sure. But it happened much more attractively right. when a plastic right. surgeon knew how to align it
right,
so
right.
that when the body did heal it, it worked very well. Again, medicine's job, and when I say medicine, I mean the practice of doctoring. Our job should be to try to work with innate intelligence as much as we possibly can.
Absolutely.
Now, unfortunately, there's this side of medicine, pharmaceuticals, et cetera, that becomes almost egotistical.
Right.
It's that we are going to try to manipulate life.
Yes.
That we're going to manipulate symptoms. And rather than trying to acknowledge what the body is trying to do and figure out why, and either correct the cause or support what it's trying to do, we're going to manipulate it. So for instance, if you have high blood pressure, rather than figuring out why you have high blood pressure
right.
and how to support your body so that it doesn't need to raise the pressure to accomplish whatever it's trying to accomplish,
right.
instead, we try to manipulate the pressure down and drive it down artificially without ever asking why or what's happening in the first place.
Yes.
We know, for instance, one of the reasons people have high blood pressure is obesity.
Right.
One of the reasons people have high blood pressure is being sedentary.
Right.
One of the reasons people have high blood pressure is they're eating the wrong things right. or they're dehydrated.
Right.
Or there's so many reasons. And so many of those, you can go back and go, all right, what is the body? The body is trying to now overcompensate.
Right.
For us not being good stewards of our body.
Yes.
So the high blood pressure in that situation
is helpful,
is actually a good thing.
Right.
You have high blood pressure because you're lazy, you don't move, and you eat terribly, and you weigh too much, and you have more body than you should. So your body has to raise the pressure to pump blood into areas that shouldn't even exist. Like if you're 100 pounds overweight, there's 100 pounds more of you than should be, and your body has to supply blood to that. So guess one of the things it has to do? Raise the pressure.
Raise the pressure. Right, right. And so how are we going to work with the body? We're going to get active. We're going to change our nutrition. We're going to help make sure that that innate intelligence is able to communicate across the nervous system.
Now, here's the thing. Innate intelligence is what's raising that blood pressure.
Right, right.
And so it's always adapting. But the reality is we need to align ourselves with it and not against it. The way you align yourself against it is you don't take care of yourself. You have high blood pressure. When the body tries to innately adapt by raising the pressure, then you take a drug to artificially lower it. And now you're putting yourself at more risk because you're working against the intelligence of the body. The intelligence of the body was trying to raise the pressure. You're trying to lower the pressure, thinking that you know more, or your doctor thinks that he knows more. That pressure should be high in that situation.
Right.
Or you go back and correct the cause. Start moving and start changing your nutrition. Lose the 50 to 100 pounds. And next thing you know, the pressure comes down. It's really amazing. So we're talking about how do we align ourselves with this? You know, as chiropractic experts, you know, keeping the idea in mind that we understand what coordinates innate intelligence. That
yes.
the innate intelligence is in every cell in your body, right?
Right.
But there is one system in your body that controls and coordinates all the functions in your body, and that's your nervous system. So chiropractic is unique because it goes back to go, okay, what system is the innate intelligence of the body communicating through?
Yep.
And the first thing we should do is make sure that the communication pathways are open.
Yes.
So when we look at the spine has 24 vertebrae that make up the spinal canal, and the signals of life transfer and literally pulsate from the brain through the spinal cord and go and permeate out over the nerves. And all of those signals are communicating life to every organ. And so these avenues of communication between the brain and the tissue cell need to be open so that innate intelligence is able to then communicate and maintain the body in the best possible condition, allowing every organ, every tissue, every cell to function and heal as optimally as it can, given the environment you're putting it in.
Right. So we're talking about the environment that you're putting it in, right? So this is the part that we can control, right? Like we're not like, do we control innate intelligence?
No.
No. Innate intelligence responds to what's happening.
And we can remove the interference.
Right.
We can control that. We can try to remove as much interference as possible. And that interference typically happens through our nervous system, but it can also happen in other ways. Our lifestyle can become an interference.
And listen, I know that this is deeply philosophical. Like we're having a very deeply philosophical conversation with you right now. And I love it. Like I love getting deep into this. Like I feel like I'm sitting here with Seneca and Aristotle and Socrates and, you know what I'm saying? Like all the people that you quote on the walls and the Stoics and just everybody, like really diving into it. But understanding, for a lot of you, understanding the nuances is really going to set you up in the correct direction. And they're small. It's nuanced. It's very like it's very much like I'm trying to change the body with a prescription and with nutrition. So I'm trying to change the body. It's the same thing. No, it's not. It's vastly different, right? Because and you might not be arrogant when you take a pharmaceutical, but there's this arrogance in a pharmaceutical that's saying, I know better.
Yeah.
I know how to change. I know how to do this body better than the intelligence that God put inside of me knows how to do it.
And this is a critical distinction between the way chiropractic views healthcare and the way medicine really views healthcare. Is in that shift is very simple, that the chiropractor doesn't heal you, the medical doctor doesn't heal you, the drug doesn't heal you. You heal.
Right.
And some things might support healing, but some things interfere with healing.
Right.
And if you ever healed from taking a drug, it was not the drug that healed you.
Right.
It was still your body that healed.
Yes.
Right. And so there are certain drugs like antibiotics that might kill some of the infections so that your immune system is able to do its job uninterrupted. But then that antibiotic, unfortunately, there's no biological free lunch. So that antibiotic now comes with a cost, which is it destroyed your gut flora, which means in the future you will have more problems. So, you know, that isn't really aligning ourselves well with what our body is trying to do.
Right.
And so I think this is vitally important for we have to understand, you know, that our only job is to remove interference and support what the body is trying to do. That's really what medicine should be. Now, you know, are there emergency situations where we can, you know, try to outsmart this for a moment? Yeah, possibly, but that will always come home to roost.
That will always come home to roost. That was the exact phrase that I was thinking of too. Always come home to roost. And listen, there are times where we tell patients, the greatest doctor is inside of you. And it's confusing. Right. For some people when we say this, but this is exactly what we're talking about because we like, I'm the greatest doctor because I'm, you know, for me, because it's me and my innate intelligence, but I don't have a single certification or degree or anything, you know, and you have a degree, you have a doctor title, right? But you are still, when patients come to you and say, doc, you healed me. Thank you so much. We always give them back that favor, that responsibility, that significance inside of them because you healed you. You did it.
It's vitally important to really recognize that all the body parts have to stay in communication, right? This is where the healing occurs, that the brain controls, it has to stay connected in order for organs and tissues and cells to repair and heal and function and thrive on a daily basis. We need to be able to adapt to our environment and, you know, seasons and changes and weather and all this adaptation has to occur. So in order for that to happen, if any part of the body loses communication with the network of the nervous system that's allowing this innate intelligence to be expressed through the body, it'll begin to lose its proper function.
Yes.
And that's where disease is the loss of normal function.
Yep.
Disease is a lack of ease or function in the body. This will cause the body to become weaker, more susceptible, and ultimately it'll break down because it isn't healing or performing properly.
Right, right. And listen, there's one way for the body to stay plugged into this network, right? And it's through the nervous system. Those nerves properly relay all of those signals all over the body, right? And listen, here's a fun fact. 45 miles of nerves in your body. So we're sitting here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 45 miles away. That's the length of nerves it's that are amazing. Going through your body. That's how far they extend. I mean, I think we're above Dayton, right?
Yeah,
you'd have to be in that's Troy
going
or something.
All the way back to the brain, right? So our brain is this master control center that's sending the signals and it's sending them out the spinal cord through these tiny little holes in between the vertebra. If you ever look this up, look up a spine and look where the nerves exit. Two vertebra come together and there's a disc in between that kind of protects and cushions so that the nerve doesn't get squashed. And that space that the nerve needs to exit from is pretty small. It also has some blood vessels and lymph vessels and fatty tissue going through that same hole. So it literally only takes a small amount of subluxation, where a vertebra can move only a few millimeters out of its normal location. And if that vertebra is putting pressure on that nerve, it takes about the weight of a dime in your hand. That's 10 millimeters of mercury on the barometric scale. So that has been shown in scientific evidence, that small amount of pressure to shut down a nerve's signal by up to 50%. Oof. Now that nerve's going to your heart. If your nerve is only functioning at 50%, that means your heart's only getting what?
50%
of the communication it needs.
Right.
If your heart gets 50% of the communication it needs and that lasts for any length of time, your heart is only going to function at 50%.
Right.
And eventually, this is why people go into the doctor and the blood vessels are 50% occluded, right, or their heart rate and rhythm is off by 50%, and they're going into tachycardia or something like that. That there are reasons why our patients heal from conditions under chiropractic care. And it's not because the chiropractor is treating any condition.
Right.
The chiropractor isn't treating their heart. The chiropractor is not even treating the nerve.
Right.
All the chiropractor is doing is removing the interference.
Right.
Adjusting the segments of the spine to get pressure off those nerves and to get the interference out of the way, so that who can heal you? Innate intelligence can heal you.
Right.
The power that God put in your body that controls your body can heal you.
Right.
That you, the big you, all right, the cells you,
right.
That the right intelligence that's in you can heal you.
Right.
So this isn't just about pain. So many people correlate chiropractic with pain. This is about life. This is about healing. This is about you living out your God-given potential for how long?
All
the days of your life.
All the days of your life, exactly.
When should people start getting adjusted? The day they're born.
Absolutely.
When should they stop getting adjusted? The day they're no longer alive.
Right.
That chiropractic care is a lifetime thing, because innate intelligence is working with your body for a lifetime, and we want to keep the interference out of the way for a lifetime.
Right.
Communication with the brain and body, that's the driving force in health.
Right. And there's a version of this that's a little bit like too long, didn't read, right? And here it is in summation. Innate intelligence controls and coordinates everything in your body. It heals your body. Innate intelligence travels through your body. It's in every single cell, and it communicates through your body through your nervous system. When your nervous system is impinged, when it's blocked, when it has a subluxation, when it's not even fully blocked, partially reduced in its signaling, then that innate intelligence is not traveling. It is not healing. And that's where you end up in disease process, right? And so the beautiful thing in our office is that we see so many amazing cases of people that are healing, liver transplants, getting off the liver transplant list, patients who have been infertile for 10 years, getting pregnant, heart disease, MS, no signs of MS anymore. All sorts of wonderful things happening in the clinic, and the patients are healing themselves. We are not treating and diagnosing heart disease, MS, digestive issues, ADHD, fertility, all of those things. All we're doing is removing interference, and our patients get well. And that is amazing.
All right. So if you're not a patient, the best way to become a patient in Max Living Office is to go to maxliving.com and click on Find a Clinic, or maxliving.com/locations. If you are a patient, this is what I'm going to challenge you to do. Make sure every member of your family is under regular subluxation-based chiropractic care.
Absolutely.
So that they innately heal to the best of their ability. Yes, your children. Yes, yes, your husband. This isn't about your kids having less ear infections. This isn't about your husband having less back pain. This is about you guys being healthy for the rest of your lives.
Absolutely.
Your mom, your dad, your friends, your family members, your neighbors, your kid's school teacher. Why? Because she's going to be a better teacher if she is healing to the best of her ability. She's not going to have the headaches that are keeping her from focusing and being able to teach her child. Or, God forbid, anxiety, depression, you know, whatever that looks like. But the reality is, we just want her to be the best expression of herself because she's teaching your children, your neighbors. You know what I mean? We hear all these stories like, oh my gosh, my neighbor's son has X, Y, and Z condition and blah, 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 blah. You know how you be a better neighbor? Teach them the principle. Teach them about innate intelligence and teach them about chiropractic. Your enemies, maybe they wouldn't be your enemies if they were adjusted, if they were free from interference and they were thinking properly and they were the best version of themselves. So this is for everyone. And you have a responsibility, just like I have a responsibility. If I want the world to be a better place, I have to tell people. Right. If you want the world to be a better place, you have to tell people. And that's what we really believe, and that's what we really teach our patients. So if that resonates with you, great, share it with people. If it doesn't resonate with you, well, hold it under your little bushel until it does, and I promise you one day it'll make sense. Right. Until next week, this is the Max Living Podcast. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Max Living Podcast. For more health tips and tricks, be sure to follow us on our social media at Max Living Official on Instagram and at Max Living on Facebook.